So welcome to the member meeting, everyone. And hi. It's kind of funny for me moving into a member meeting after a seven steps teaching because they feel very, very different to me. So it's a little awkward, which is why I like to play a song to see if that will help me to kind of transition. But it's always a little awkward moving into the member meeting. But I'm going to go ahead and keep the times as they are. It's really convenient, but it's a little awkward making that shift. Tonight, there are a few things I want to share with you. Plus, I just want to say also that this is an opportunity to ask questions, by the way. So even though I always come with things to share with you, I just want you to know that if you have any questions you want to ask me at any time, you can put up your hand and ask those questions. So I guess I'll just start, just before I get into anything, just ask, is there anything that anybody wants to ask me about awakening together or anything else, for that matter, before I get started? All right, then I will go ahead and get started. So I mentioned to you all probably a month or so ago that while I was in Santa Barbara, I felt guidance, I received guidance to begin a retreat center here in the Pueblo, Colorado area. Yeah, Deb, I'm just giggling at you. So I want to talk a little bit about that. I just want to talk a little bit about what's happening with that guidance. And there's a few things that are going on. The Member Board of Trustees has started a couple of different teams. One team is called the Zoning Team. And what that team was doing was looking into zoning laws in the Pueblo area so that we could be aware of which areas we could buy property in and then turn it into a retreat center without much problem. And we've become pretty aware that as long as it's outside of the city limits in most cases, there's an A1, and I think it's called A4 zones, that if we buy a property in the A1 or the A4 zone, we shouldn't have much difficulty. So that's nice. That kind of helps us remain focused on the types of properties that we want to look at. And then the other team that we have is called the Fundraising and Grant Team, because, of course, it's going to cost money to have a retreat center. Now, we don't know where this money's going to come from, and I don't have any strong, specific ideas about how we're going to get the money. What I have in my heart is just this knowing that I was asked to do this, and this knowing that it will happen, and it's actually pretty general. We just talked about general awareness. What I have now is just this general knowing. And at the same time, we are what I call opening doors for spirit to you know, kind of blow in through. You know, like, imagine spirit like a wind. We're opening doors and windows so the spirit can blow in. And so one of the things we're doing around fundraising is we are creating some new pages that will be added to the website, probably on November 10th, hopefully. And what these web pages will do is allow anyone who feels guided to donate specifically to the Retreat Center project to do that. And when you donate on those pages, the money that you donate will go literally into a special savings account. It will not be mixed up with the other operational money. And there's also a place on these pages where I will keep track, probably at least on a weekly basis, I will update it. I will keep track of the money that we are receiving so that people can just see how we're doing, the money that's coming up for the retreat center. Now, we will, of course, simultaneously still have an operational budget, and our operational budget's around $100,000 a year. So the regular donations on the regular donation page will still go into the operational budget, and those are absolutely needed, too. So we'll have two different ways to donate. And I was looking at this myself. I'm a person who doesn't have a lot of money. And so I was kind of asking myself, if somebody, was hoping that I would donate. You know, how could I do that? How could I donate when I, you know, sometimes my checking account gets down. Remember once it got down to 52 cents before the next pay came. So like there's not a lot of money there. So how would I donate when there's not a lot of money? And different ideas came in my mind of ways that I might be able to donate even without a lot of money. One idea that came into my mind was I could, if I wanted to, if I felt called to, donate all or a portion of my tax refund, for example, because that's not a part of my normal budget. If I was the type of employee that got a bonus at work, this was actually somebody else's idea. He said he wouldn't get much of a tax refund, but he gets bonuses at work. And he could donate all or a portion of his bonus. And then it hit me, you know, maybe a pay raise. In fact, pay raises in 2015 really aren't expected to be huge. And this is generally across the nation. But maybe, you know, if there was a pay raise, that little bit of extra that's in the paycheck, that could be donated, right? So there are ways that I could donate that, that wouldn't give me any less money on a weekly basis or a bi-weekly basis than I already have. So what we did was we created a page. We created a page that's going to go on this website of creative donation ideas just to help people who maybe feel a little more challenged in the donation department, but they want to donate, like me. Let them see how maybe they could find a way to donate that would feel easier. Another way is by pledges or commitments, I've called them. Yeah, you can fill out a commitment. And in fact, that's the one I ended up personally picking. I don't really know if my tax refund is going to be anything this year because of some special circumstances. So if I say I'm going to donate my tax return and then it turns out not to be anything, that's kind of worthless. So I ended up making a commitment to donate a certain amount by a certain date. And I personally have already filled out my first check to fulfill that commitment. And so it's a little bit at a time. So again, these new pages are going to be available. If you donate on the new pages, through the new pages, it goes directly into the retreat center. It will not be confused with the operational budget. There's one page there that's going to have some creative ideas for people who do want to donate. And maybe you won't even use one of our creative ideas. Maybe you'll come up with your own creative idea after you look at our list of ideas, but it will be there. You can also let us know what your creative idea is, and we can add it to the page. We have a little link there asking you if you have other ideas we haven't thought of. In addition to that, and I think this is a lot of fun, and I know some of you will too, I've created a page where you can also watch the Pueblo properties with us. Right now, I watch properties starting at around $250,000 and going all the way up to what I call the dream sheet price, which is $600,000. And I have, you know, there are properties on the website page that's all the way from $250,000 to $600,000 and everything in between. So you can look at the properties as one property is sold and another property becomes available. I'll keep the page up to date. And you can just go and look at the types of properties that we might end up in. And I know that's fun for me, and I know that's fun for some of you guys. So that's one of the pages that I'm going to have on this website, is just the property watch. There's also a fundraising news page where we'll keep track of, like I mentioned already, keep track of the money that's been donated. I am going to ask the board of directors to make a donation, a pretty significant donation, actually, to get us started. Now, that won't be a true donation. And what I mean by that is I'm not asking them to make it out of pocket. We do have some money in the operational budget from past years, from before we were Awakening Together, from before we had all of these expenses that we have now. Back when it was Foundation for the Holy Spirit with just Regina Dawn Akers, there weren't near as many expenses. It didn't take as much money to run the organization. And there were still donations, and I was still traveling and earning money traveling. And so we saved a little nest egg during that period of time, and that nest egg still sits there. I'm going to basically ask them to donate that nest egg to the retreat center. And if they do, if they say yes, that's going to get it kick-started for us. That will be really nice. The board meeting is next Sunday night, so I'll ask then, and we'll see what they say. It would mean Awakening Together doesn't have that same nest egg anymore. But actually, it's just been sitting there for several years untouched, so I think it's safe to move it over to the Retreat Center savings account. Yeah, someone could donate property. Yeah. that's a possibility. Anything can happen. I'm open to anything happening, to be honest. I even suspect there might be one person, I don't know for sure, has something up his sleeve. He's dropped a couple hints, but I don't know for sure. I can't tell for sure what his hints are saying, so I'm just kind of leaving it there. But there could be some surprises coming. Another thing that's happening is this coming Thursday and Friday, I'm going to take a grant writing class. And then we've been looking at different grants where we might be able to get some money. And so after I take that grant writing class, where the fundraising and grant writing team is narrowing down the grants that we think are most likely for us, and I'll start doing the work there to see if we can get some grants. So we'll do, you know, our part by opening the doors for donations, by applying for grants. But I got to tell you, my inner attitude is just, like I said, just one of, I mean, I could use the word trust, but it's beyond trust. It's knowing that this is going to happen. I know it's going to happen because I know that I was asked. And so I know that it's gonna happen. And so for me, it's more of an excitement of, yeah, Debbie senses I have so much free time on my hands. Yeah, I know it, for me, it's more of an excitement of finding out how it will happen. That's more my attitude. In fact, that's another one of the pages that's gonna be on the new website. It's not really a new website, new pages on the website, a new section, but there's a page there called What Else Can I Do? And it's really just asking you to hold this general attitude with me, just this general knowing that it's going to happen and excitement about watching to find out how it happens. I think, you know, this openness and this, you know, trust that's beyond trust is, I think, a wonderful state for all of us to hold on to. Let me share a link with you. Let me pop over to my email and get it. This is another retreat center here in the area. It's in Colorado Springs. I happened to run across it the other day. And one reason I want to show this retreat center to you is that it's very similar, I think, to our vision of the type of retreat center we're going to start with. So just take me a moment to get that link for you. Let's see. Here it is. All right, I'm posting it in the room. There you go. You can click on that link. It's the B'nai Hill Monastery .org. B-E-N-E-T Hill Monastery .org. And then it's under their retreats menu. The B'nai Hill Monastery does have a very, very large building that several people live in, many, many people, maybe 50, maybe 100. But they also have a little retreat center, and it's really their retreat center I want to focus your attention on. I'm not expecting to have the millions it will take to build the big monastery that they have. And, you know, maybe we will, but I don't know. It's just, I think it's going to be more like the retreat center. But if you look at that retreat center, you'll notice the retreat center is, it starts off, it's a house. And they say that this house has four large bedrooms, and they've put two twin beds in each room. The bedrooms have connecting baths, which is really nice. They say there's a deck on the upper level, which is really nice. And they call it a conference room or a gathering room on the garden level, which means down, you know, in the basement, but their basement is halfway above ground. And a lot of the houses that I'm looking at would be the exact same setup. They have four, five, or six bedrooms. And they do have a, quote, family room that's very large. So we could have very nice sized gatherings there. And then if you continue to scroll down the page, you'll notice they've built one little, it's like a little hermitage. It's like a little cabin where a person can stay if they want to. It looks like it probably doesn't even have a bathroom. The person has to come into the house to go to the bathroom. But this is for a person who's really looking for some seclusion. They also have a second cabin that must not have a bed in it, because they say it's a seclusion cabin for a day, where the other one was for nights too. So one must have a bed and one must just have chairs. And then you'll notice they've added a double wide mobile home to the property with 5 more bedrooms, which means now they have a total of 9 bedrooms. And I think they put 2 twin beds in each one so they can sleep 18. Now, if you're looking at this page with me, it's the retreat accommodations page. If you go up to the menu bar and click on retreats and then click on the prayer sites link, and I'll go ahead and put that in the room real quick, too, for those of you who are in the room. You'll notice they have a labyrinth, which I would love to have a labyrinth, something like that. And you'll notice they have the Stations of the Cross. We may not have the Stations of the Cross, but just the idea, again, of something devotional like that outside. They also have a stone grotto, and they have a Zen garden. And one of the things we're hoping to have is like some type of a meditation garden, possibly with a privacy fence around it, so that portion of the property can be silent 24 hours, so that anyone who wants silence will know there's a certain place where they can go, and they don't have to worry about someone coming and sitting next to them and chatting. Now, we hope to have a property that's large enough that there'll be walking paths throughout and maybe benches throughout, and people certainly can walk and talk or sit and talk. But the meditation garden would be a special place set aside that would be silent for those who want the silence. In fact, the properties that I'm looking at have 10 acres or more. And really, I think there's only one that I'm looking at that has 10 acres. I think the most of them are closer to 35 and 40 acre lots. So, you know, it's possible that we could end up with a lot of space for walking around or for building additional buildings later as we get more money. And if you also go up and click on the retreats menu and then click on the retreat ministry fees, one thing I love is their fees, and I would love to see our fees, you know, in a similar range. I don't know if it would be exactly the same range. Part of what we have to do is see what our own costs are when we're done, but a similar range. Notice they charge $80 a night. That includes meals, 3 meals a day. They also allow you to bring your own meals, and it's only $55. And they allow you to come for a day without meals, just to hang out, for $25. So, you know, this isn't super expensive, and that's kind of my vision, too, is to create a place where we can go for that inner calling, to go and just be, get in touch with our inner self without a lot of cost. I think we will also have special events there. I think that we will have satsangs there. I think that we will have workshops there. But when there's not a satsang, when there's not a workshop, it will be open for personal retreats. I don't have a lot of details about what it's going to look like in the far-off future, and one reason for that is I'm staying very much in the now, so I'm not planning like the future schedule or anything. So a lot of it we'll just have to wait until we get there. But I think what's most important to me is that, to me, this is our place. This is a place where we can go. I was reading Nisargadatta Maharaj and Sri Ramakrishna. So Nisargadatta Maharaj and Sri Ramakrishna earlier today. And one thing that they both happened to emphasize in the pages that I was reading was that everyone needs a time away from their daily life in order to just be solely focused on God. You know, everyone needs some time away. And in fact, one of them said, even if it's only 3 days, right, everyone needs some time away. And that's what I perceive as the purpose of this retreat center. It's to give us a place to go And we know that it's always there, and we know that it's always available, and again, not overly expensive. You know, we can have these retreat events, like the Choose Again retreat event that we had, and the Santa Barbara retreat event that we had. We can have those now, but the issue is we're kind of at the mercy of another retreat center. We can only go when it's available to them. And if I happen to have a calling when there's not a retreat event to go somewhere, it can be a little more challenging to find just the right place to go to at just the right price. And our retreat center is the place that would just always be there. So if you know that you're called now to go away, there's a place for you to go. I really perceive it as our home, as our retreat center. And yeah, we wouldn't have to go out looking for a place for events. We could have our events there. Now, our events sometimes, you know, we may have more people coming than we have bedrooms. But, some people could stay at hotels nearby and then, you know, come for the day rate, that kind of thing. So I'm sure it's all going to work out. Like I said, I'm not thinking about all of the details at this point. I don't feel that that's my job. I feel my job is to stay in the present and not to project myself into the future. But, again, the heart is just that we will have a place. That's the heart. We will have a place that belongs to us. Another thing that is happening is that there's a letter that's being worked on. This is a letter that will kind of announce the fundraising campaign, and so all of you all will receive this letter. It will be sent out to all members. Also, feel free to share it with anyone else. There are people who certainly are associated with Awakening Together, who go to Awakening Together retreats, come here into the sanctuary, and may want to come to this retreat center, who are not members. And you guys might know who some of those people are, so feel free to share the news with them, because who knows, some of them may be a part of the donations that happen and how we raise this money. Hold on one second. Jamie is crying. She wants to go outside. Ready? Okay, so let me just pause for a moment, and could I bring Jamie to the retreat center? I don't know. I love Jamie, but one thing I've noticed is that pets can get in the way of silence. Like sometimes when I'm meditating, Jamie comes and hits me. She wants me to stop meditating and open the door for her, or stop meditating and take her on a walk or whatever. So I think it might be best to leave our pets at home. And Lynn's asking about an echo. I don't know if you guys have an echo. Pets, as you know, can start just, barking or whatever. And some people have allergies about pets. So it's probably best to have a pet-free place. One of the things that might happen, though, I don't know. Dolores says she was at Magdy's home this evening for satsang. That's wonderful. But one of the things that might happen is, I don't live far from wherever this is going to be. And so, I might come sometime if somebody's there and pick you up in my car, and we might go see some local sites. There's a wonderful place near here called San Luis that's really wonderful. So we might go see some local sites. There might be just some hanging out, some general hanging out, and being together that happens as well, if that's what we want to do when there's not events going on. So, like I said, I just kind of see it as our place. As our place. So what I'd like to do now is just pause and see what questions you have or what you want to share about this thought of a retreat center, if anything at all. So please, if there's something, just put up your hand. I'll turn the mic over to you. Nothing at all? Well, I'm going to the board of directors formally next Sunday night with this proposal. Oh, I see Barb has her hand up. So hopefully we'll get approval next Sunday night, and then everything will begin on Monday, November 10th. But Barb, the mic is yours.
Okay. Yeah, the other thing I think I had wondered whether this is something we're going to do there, Regina, would, and this, of course, this is all future stuff, but there may be times when the when we're at the point where we have a retreat center, whatever, everything is set up, there may be a point where we may have free time where we can actually rent the facility out if it comes to that. I was just thinking that that way it could become more self-sustaining. If that became, obviously this is a organic development. By organic, I mean it's natural development. So maybe that will or will not be part of what will happen when it is all in place and everything is set up and then we have a calendar set up and all that. So there's a lot of more details to iron out, but I thought, I had felt that might be something we could look at.
Yeah, we're open to that idea as well. I think we had mentioned that before as a possibility. You know, and it would be more casual. We wouldn't be in the business of renting out the retreat center, trying to keep it full with other people, because then it wouldn't be available to us. So it wouldn't be an aggressive thing. It would be in a more casual way. But, yeah, I think that that is a possibility. It's certainly something we've mentioned. But as far as exactly how this unfolds, as you know and everybody else knows, we kind of have to wait till we get there to find out. Because one of the things I love to do is to let guidance guide. And, you know, when I was guided to move to Pueblo, that's been now been 5 years ago, I did not know that 5 years later I was going to be guided to start a retreat center in Pueblo. So, and I don't know what guidance is going to come next. And so I kind of like to leave it open and see. But these ideas are in our mind as possibilities. And then we'll just see what happens as we get there. Does anybody else have anything they want to share or ask? Okay, so as I was saying, hopefully our fundraising campaign will start next Monday, which is November 10th. And I know that some people like to really donate at the end of the year. Some people, I don't know exactly why, but they kind of save it up and they do their donating at the end of the year. And that's a tradition. So if you're one of those people, one of the things that you can check in your heart and see if you're guided to do is make a donation to our, we're calling it Spirit-Led Capital Campaign, to our Spirit-Led Capital Campaign, which is the Retreat Center campaign. And again, we still have an operational budget. We still need those donations. So we're not really asking people to move their donations. We have pretty much a break-even budget right now, which means the donations we are getting are pretty much perfect. Maybe we could even use a hair more, but maybe not. I think that we make up the rest of the money and the retreats I do and that kind of thing. You know, whenever I travel, like I'm going to Open Doors in November, whenever I travel, 100% of the money made goes to Awakening Together. So that's where we kind of really make up the gaps in our budget. And in fact, that's what I'm going to talk about next is some of the travel that I'm doing. But everything that I do, all of the royalties from NTI, the royalties from Inner Ramana, all of that also goes to Awakening Together. So we have donations. I think we had around $49,000 in donations this year. So that's about half of our operational budget. The other half of our operational budget came from my travels, from royalties, from our two retreats that we had, the Choose Again retreat and the Santa Barbara retreat, and from the MPP program. So about half of it you could call earned money and about half of it donations. Our budget's a real close break-even budget. We might make a few thousand dollars by the end of the year this year, but not a lot. So the operational budget still needs its donations. So this really is a different set of donations. And again, it will go into a different account. It's a special campaign, Spirit-Led Capital Campaign, we're calling it. All right, so let's move on. I do want to talk just a little bit about some of the travels that are coming up. I have one in just 2 weeks, which is going to be in Boston with Open Doors. And I suppose most of the people that are probably going to attend that are people who live in the Boston area. Sometimes people from New Hampshire come down, or from Connecticut or New York come up. But usually it's a pretty regional thing. However, not always. I know that Jay is going to fly in from Chicago. So if anybody does want to fly in and attend the Open Doors event, you can do so. It's a one-day event. It's Spirit Surrendered Capital Campaign instead of Spirit-Led. Well, then I'll go change the name. I have it listed as Spirit-Led, but I can change it. But it's a one-day event, which is why it usually ends up being regional. People tend to fly in for the longer events. But certainly if you want to fly in for the Open Doors event, that's going to be on Saturday, November 15th, which is just 2 weekends away from now. The next big event that I am doing, by big event I mean several days, is going to be one I mentioned this morning with Jennifer Hadley, and that's going to be in Baja, California, this beautiful place. In fact, let me go get that link. Hold on 1 second. I can find that link too, because when you see how beautiful this place is, let me pause for just a moment while I grab the link. I'm just having to look for it. I got it, and I've clicked on it. I think. Ooh, I hope it's the wrong one. Nope, that's the wrong one. That's still nice. That's still nice, but that's not what I wanted to give you. I had a different link I wanted to give you. Oh, here it is. Here's the one I wanted. All right. Here is the link to the hotel that we're going to be staying at. It's called the Villa del Palmarola. I don't know how to say all that. Villa del Palmar Loreto. Palmar Loreto, maybe? Does anybody know Spanish? Villa del Palmar Loreto? Anyway, have a click on that link and look around. This is the hotel that this event's going to be at. It's a 7-day, 6-night event, all inclusive. It includes the conference, all meals and room. This place has, it's on the ocean. It has 5 pools. There's a jacuzzi in every room. The rooms are absolutely gorgeous. The view is absolutely gorgeous. The other speakers that are going to be at this conference are David Hoffmeister, John Mundy, Maria Felipe, and of course Jennifer Hadley. And Jennifer says that it's not going to be packed all the time with things to do, like you don't have to always be in session. She says there's going to be space between the sessions, excuse me, so that people can enjoy the event itself. The cost for the event, again, remember it includes the room and all of the meals, the cost is $1,697, which I think is a pretty good cost for a full week at a wonderful resort like this with a conference. So I think Jennifer must have done some really good negotiating. Now the way that this works is, again, Awakening Together. Like I said, Awakening Together gets all of the money whenever I travel. And that goes to our operational budget. And it makes up about, well, that plus the retreats and MPP makes up about half of our operational budget. Now the way this retreat works is, Awakening Together will get money if people register from the Awakening Together or the Regina Don Akers websites. If you happen to go to Jennifer Hadley's website and register, you still get a go, but Awakening Together doesn't get any payment for that. You know, we don't get any credit for that. So if 10 people register through Awakening Together, I don't know how much money we get per person, but then we get, you know, that amount of money times 10 comes back to Awakening Together. So one thing I would love, of course, is if you choose to go to this, that you register through our websites. And that page is not set up yet because I'm still waiting for Jennifer Hadley to give me what is called the affiliate link, which is the link that you'll click on that will give the credit to Awakening Together. She said she hopes to have it to me this week, And when she gets it to me, assuming it's not Thursday or Friday, because that's when I'm in the grant class. But as soon as she gets it to me, I will get the web pages up and let everybody know so that if you're interested, you can come and register. But please definitely consider registering from our web pages so that we get some payment for this retreat and that goes back into our budget. Because like I said, this type of thing makes up about half of our operational budget. I noticed that Jennifer said some of the other things that you can do when you're there, in addition to swimming in the five pools and walking on the beach. Apparently, there's going to be an opportunity to take some Latin dances, dance lessons. She says also that the restaurants, that there are several restaurants at the resort and that you can eat at any of them. You can even order room service and all of your meals are included. So that seems really wonderful. And then something that would have an additional cost, but somebody might be interested in, there's also a spa there. If you guys are looking around, I know that you are seeing how incredibly beautiful this is. The dates are going to be March 1st through 7th, 7 days and 6 nights, March 1st through 7th. So I'll let you know when I get these web pages ready so that those of you who want to come can. Cliff says, oh, my gosh, you get to dance with Regina. Does that sound fun to you, Cliff? Yeah. So are there any questions at this point about the Baja Mexico event in March, early March? And for those of you who are in my MPP program, when Jennifer asked me to do this, I said, well, you know, I have 3 MPP classes that week. Will I be able to teach the MPP classes from there? And she said, yes. Now, if you're in my MPP classes and you come, you can sit in my room with me while we do MPP, but we will be doing it online with everybody who's not there. So MPP will continue on that week from the resort, and it'd be just great to have everybody there with me. In fact, some people have mentioned that it would be great to have a retreat so that all the MPP people can get together. You know, maybe for those who can, it would be wonderful for a lot of the MPP people to come to this retreat and get to know each other, because it'll be a very fun, relaxed environment, as well as a lot of Course in Miracles things going on. The next event that's on the calendar, you guys already know about. It's, in fact, that's what Reverend Heather was calling about just a little bit ago. The CMC conference is coming up in April. And let's see, those dates, I think it's April 17 to 19. Let me double check that real quick. Fortunately, everything's just a click away. And since I'm going there, I'll give you guys this link too. All right, so here's the link to the CMC event. It's called A Present Love. It's going to be held in New York City at Hotel Pennsylvania, April 17 to 19. As I mentioned this morning, though, if you're coming, you might want to come in early, even as early as Wednesday night, and leave late as Tuesday morning, because CMC is planning to offer optional tours in New York, like going to the Empire State Building. He said they might even go see a Broadway show, going to see the Statue of Liberty, those types of things. And I've never been to New York. I plan on taking advantage of the tours. I'm going to come on Thursday. I probably won't do anything Thursday night because I have an MPP class. So I'll come in and teach from the hotel there. But I will be staying late, so that on Monday, whatever tours they take on Monday, I can take part in, because I've never spent any time in New York City. I'm looking forward to doing that. And again, if you haven't registered for this event yet, if you're planning to register, we appreciate it when you register for CMC and you select it's funny. I don't know exactly what you're selecting, who you want to give credit to, I guess, because you're probably going to see a lot of people on that list that you've heard about the conference from. You're going to see a lot of people on that list that you're going to the conference because you want to hear them speak. but you can only give credit to one. And the one you give credit to, in effect, gets paid. Again, I don't know how much it'll be per person, but like if 10 people sign up and select Regina Don Akers as the one they're giving credit to, then, you know, if it's $50 per person, then we'll get $500. You know, we'll get 10, that's how it works. We get the, you know, a certain number of credits based on who selects our name. And again, if you happen to select Regina Don Akers, 100% of the money made will go to Awakening Together. I don't keep any of that money. So we would appreciate it if you decide to go to the conference that you select Regina Don Akers from the drop-down list so that the money can go into our operational budget. Also, if you know anything about how these conferences work, you know the longer you wait, the more expensive it is. Right now, the price for the CMC conference is $499. That does not include your room, and it includes four meals, but not all meals. But the current price is $499 if you register and pay in full by November 30th. After that, the price goes up, and then a couple months later, it goes up again, and it continues to go up until the at-the-door price. Let's see. In fact, I can give you that schedule. I have that schedule right here. So starting December 1, it goes from $499 to $549, and then starting March 1, it goes up again to $599. And then starting April 1, it goes up again to $645, and then at the door, it's $699. Right now, it's $499, so right now, it's $200 savings over the at-the-door price. So the earlier that you decide to go, the better. A couple years ago, we had some discount tickets available. We don't have those discount tickets available this year, so we don't have anything like that to offer, so it's just whatever price is the current price. The following weekend, actually, so that's April 17 through 19, whatever the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is, I'm also going to be doing an event in New Jersey, but near Philadelphia, and I will get more information on my website about that soon. But again, if you're in that area or if you want to fly in and go to that three-day event, again, 100% of the money goes to Awakening Together. So you'll find that information on my website. That's one of the things I'm working on right now. So that information should be up in a week or two. Yeah, maybe Sharon will come to that. I'm sure there are people. I've never been to that area before, so it'll be my first time in that exact area. So I'm certain there are people that will be kind of around that would like to come. And it is a three-day event, so there may even be some people who want to fly in for that. It's going to be held at a Unity Church there. And that's as far as my eyesight goes right now. I don't know anything beyond April, although we are beginning to talk about another Awakening Together retreat. It's in the very early discussion stages, so there's not really anything that I can share about it, but hopefully next fall, there will be another Awakening Together retreat, but it would be way too premature to talk about anything regarding that. So does anybody have any questions or anything about any of these retreats or anything else that's just come up that you want to ask about before I move on? Yeah, it won't be in Santa Barbara because they're closing down. At least closing down the retreat center. But thank goodness we got to go there before they closed it down. All right, then the last thing that I have to share with you all this evening is, as you know, we do an Awakening Together satsang the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This month, I'm looking now for my calendar so I can tell you exactly what day. This month, on November 16th, that's the third Sunday of the month, our satsang guest is going to be Nikki Dobson, which some of you may know. Nikki Dobson is on the Awakening Together member board of trustees. And Nikki is exceedingly clear. And if you've heard her talk, she's kind of quiet. She does teach here in the room on Wednesday mornings for about half an hour, Wednesday afternoons Eastern time for about half an hour. Let's see, she teaches from, it's 11 to 11:30 my time, so it'd be 1 to 1:30 Eastern time. But she doesn't take the mic a lot, and so some of you may not know her. But those of you who do know her, I know that you probably realize how clear she is. I'm not exactly certain when this happened to Nikki. You know, I knew Nikki, and I knew some of her fears, and I knew some of her worries. And then somewhere we went through the CMC Minister Program together. And in fact, Nikki and I, they pair people up. And Nikki and I miraculously kept getting paired up over and over again, which wasn't supposed to happen. But we ended up spending half the program together, which was a little bit of a miracle. It wasn't supposed to happen. And somewhere in that period of time, Nikki changed. That's all I can say. She changed. She became exceedingly clear. And she has been exceedingly clear and highly consistent ever since. And so she's going to be our satsang guest, and you all will be able to hear that clarity. I am not going to be here. In fact, I will be on the plane returning from the Open Doors event. So Jacqueline Eckert, which is our Awakening Together Vice President, she's going to be the one that interviews Nikki for the satsang. But as you guys may know, anyone can ask questions. So anyone can ask Nikki a question. And I don't know exactly how the satsang is going to go. I never do. I never show up with any kind of a plan, and I'm not encouraging Jacqueline to show up with a plan. It'll be 90 minutes, and it will be completely spontaneous. And it will be recorded, and I might show up halfway through. If my plane's on time, about halfway through, I might get home and turn on the computer and be able to listen in. But Jacqueline will be leading the satsang. Oh, yeah, today's Jacqueline's birthday. Exactly. So happy birthday to Jacqueline. I guess one other thing that I can share with you is for the last year, almost a year and a half now, I've been adminning on Wednesday mornings and also teaching on Wednesday mornings, and that is something I'm going to be giving up. In fact, this coming Wednesday is going to be my last time. A friend of mine, Carrie Christensen, is going to take it over. She'll be adminning, and she'll be taking the teaching spot, and that is because I need more time in my calendar. And that's a four-hour chunk of time that I can kind of return and use for other things. So this coming Wednesday at 11:30 Eastern time will be my last Wednesday morning teaching. And then after that, I will be retiring. And the only teaching I will be doing will be Sunday evening, Seven Steps, and then the gathering when it's my turn to do the gathering. Of course, that doesn't mean I don't do a lot of teaching, because I also teach MPP four times a week right now, just not here in the sanctuary. And I see Lynn is saying it's also Sabrina's birthday today, so happy birthday to Sabrina, too. That's really all that I have to share. Now, Lynn Johnson is here in the room. Let's see, who else is here that's a tribe? Well, Barb's here. She's on the board. I don't know if there's anybody else here from the board. Dove is here. He's from the board. I don't know if any of you guys have anything else that you want to take the mic and share before the end of the member meeting. If so, just put up your hand. Okay, Lynn, I'm turning the mic over to you.
All right. Thank you, Regina. One of the things that has been a regular disappointment, I guess is a good word to say, for those of us who spend very much time here in Awakening Together Sanctuary, is that Pal Talk is not very reliable. Now, I know that's a huge surprise to all of you, but Pal Talk is not very reliable. And so we are really looking for maybe a different kind of platform to use for our Awakening Together Sanctuary. And we're looking at a
Right now I have a little committee, include myself and Alex and Sabrina, who are both pretty technically competent. But really what I'm looking for is someone else who might be interested in being, maybe one or two people who would like to help us figure out a better way to do this online sanctuary. So if anybody would be interested in joining me in that committee, please either let me know from being here in the room. If you're on the radio, my email is mlyn811@yahoo.com. And you could certainly send me an email, and I would be happy to, basically anybody who'd be willing to look at different options and help us figure out maybe a better way to run an online sanctuary. So that's really all I have to say, and I would love it if any of you would want to volunteer to help me. Yeah, I'm not really looking for somebody that has computer skills. I'm looking for somebody who can really help figure out a better way to do this. And, you know, hopefully we will find something that has a really good format that we don't need to have computer skills to do. Right. That would be nice. Anyway, the mic back to you, Regina. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn, for bringing that up. And, in fact, it's actually helpful, I think, if people who don't feel competent with the computer join the team, because then that will give us an idea of anything we test of you know, how it works with people who aren't overly competent. We actually wanted to make it simple for people who aren't overly competent on the computer. So having people who don't feel real confident might be helpful to the team. So, yeah, just let Lynn know. That would be great. Thank you, Lynn, for bringing that up. And as you were speaking, I did think of one more thing that I could share in the last 4 minutes. Jacqueline Eckert and I are actively working on our application for church status. I know you guys know that that's always been a part of the plan, that we would apply for legal church status, and we feel that we're ready. So we're working on that application, and in fact, it's very possible that it will get turned in this month if things keep going at the rate they are now. I think definitely it would be turned in by the end of the year. So then we'll enter into the phase where we are being looked at to see if we're a church. And, you know, that's an experience I've never been through before, but what I've heard from others that have been through it is that they actually assign a caseworker. The caseworker might show up here in the sanctuary, might come to our gatherings, might ask different people different questions. So as I learn more about that, I will let you know. But just be aware that we'll be entering into that phase pretty soon, where we'll be examined to see if we are indeed a church, and then we'll either be awarded or not be awarded our church status. And what might make it more challenging for us is simply the fact that we don't have a building. You know, we all don't get together at, you know, 35 West 7th Street in a certain town, you know, every Sunday morning, which is what they tend to expect. But we are, of course, saying that meeting here in this sanctuary is the same thing, right, is the same thing, that this is our church. And so, yeah, be aware that that phase is coming up. Our I don't know what you call it. I'm going to call it our examination phase. We'll be examined. I don't know what you call it. It's like an invited audit. Yeah, and we'll share more as we know more. Yeah, I think we will be sharing our sanctuary policy with them, where they, you know that we have surprise visits and what our policy is for those surprise visits. One of the things that is possible, by the way, Lynn talked about switching to another platform. It is possible when we get to another platform that there will be fewer surprise visits. You know, Pow Talk is a place where people wander in and out of rooms, and there's, like, what is it, thousands or hundreds of rooms for people to wander in and out of. I forget how many rooms there are. I don't know what our new platform will be, but one possibility will be that the way that you enter that room is through our website. We have to be open to the public. It has to be a way, you know, a church has to be available for people to find and come into. So, you know, it might be a link on our website, so people come to our website and then enter our sanctuary from there. But it'll be different, I think if people enter our sanctuary from our website than people just bopping around pal talk. I think, you know, they'll have a little more purpose. So we may experience a different type of visitor once we change platform. Let's see, is there anything we're doing now that would not be acceptable to the auditors? Not that I'm aware of, Deb. I think actually, that's why I said we're ready. And that's what I meant. I think we're ready. So, yeah, I guess we'll find out. But I do think I feel we're ready. And in fact, I would be surprised if we don't turn in one of the best applications ever. You know, because I think most churches probably aren't near as organized as we are. But of course, one reason we had to do that is because we don't have a building. So we had to show them in every other way that we really are a church. But I think that we are ready for this. So we'll see what happens. All right, that's it. I'm laughing at Deb. These people are so silly in this room. All right, that's it. I'm going to let go of the mic. I will be back in an hour for our contemplation. And until then, I'll be editing and posting audios. See y'all in an hour.